We got lots of games. They kick off at 2 o'clock. First game today over at the Lakeview Gym. $3 gets you in the door. You got all day of basketball. All evening. Last game, 10:45. come on, have some hot dogs and some pizza, and you know, kick back and be as comfortable as you can. Bring your chair. Bring your foam pad. You know, so you don't get bleach your butt.
But it's really, this is the showcase weekend, really. You've got players from all over the country coming in. And as we look at the roster here, you know, we do this, and so I'm seeing guys at, you know, 6'7", 6'10", 6'8", 6'5", you know. I mean, these are, and universities that they've played at, everywhere from, you know, UW Whitewater to Arizona State to Indiana U to, I mean, these are players, Notre Dame. You know, you're going to see some quality basketball this weekend if you make the trip over to the gym.
Oh, that, you know, there's no doubt that this level of basketball, and we kind of alluded to it a little bit when I was here previously talking about the other classes that we've been through already, but, you know, you said the big man, you know, and that's what you got to bring. If you don't have the presence inside, you know, I really think that makes a difference on a team coming up here. You know, you can get a lot of guys that can shoot, but that presence on the inside, outside, where you kick it to that guy so he gets that, you know, unobstructed three maybe, makes a big difference with, you know, how successful these teams can be, you know, especially a big guy that can run the floor.
Well, it's also a bunch of teams that are coming back, too. I mean, that we've seen some of these names, you know, Lewis Skill. I mean, how many years? I mean, that team's been around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the other teams, but, you know, the Boykins Outlaws from Lansing. I mean, these are teams that have been making this trip for a while because they know how much fun the NIT itself is.
Well, there's an amazing amount of energy that just is out there. You know, obviously, sometimes your early games and your real late games aren't quite as well attended. I mean, people have to work or whatever, but, you know, you're there during the early, you know, during the main parts of the day, and it's just crazy. You know, I mean,
you touch on something there, actually, that this year there is something a little bit different in terms of late games on Saturday. Saturday, of course, is also the three-point and slam dunk competition, which we'll talk about a little bit more, but the schedule's a little bit different for Saturday night that folks need to be aware of, too.
Yeah, well, we did have a couple of games that we transferred over on Saturday over to the middle school. There's a couple of loser bracket games that take place at 8 o'clock and 9:15 on Saturday morning in the middle school, so that really opens things up, you know, for us. Well, actually, so we're not there till midnight on Saturday or later trying to get things ready for Sunday. You know, it just, the slam dunk will be the end of the evening. Everybody, you know, we clean up a little, everybody gets to go home. So that'll be nice for everybody, actually.
And then you go into the championship brackets on Sunday. Now, usually it used to be that there was game, maybe another game even after the slam dunks and the 3 points. And, you know, the funny thing, I always kind of felt kind of bad for the teams that were playing after the slam dunk and the 3 point, because it's almost anticlimactic at that point because of the excitement in the crowd and everybody that shows up for the slam dunks and the 3 points. Then these guys go out and play and everybody's kind of like, well, are you going to dunk it or what? You know?
Yeah. And then you look at the doors and there are people funneling out because the gym is packed, you know, and everybody's walking out saying goodbyes to everybody. And yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, you know.
And there's still more games.
Yeah, exactly.
So this works out that Saturday night is going to end with a pretty upbeat note.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely end with a bang, I guess you could say, or, you know, hopefully we don't have a crash, you know, that one you broke the backboard. We don't want that. No, we'll end in a bang.
Well, if you break the backboard, at least you don't have a game to worry about right after.
Well, true. You can switch it to the other end and finish the 3 point and the slam dunk, I should say. 3 point is first. So yeah, you can finish the event and then let the janitors go to work.
Tickets are available at the door.
Yep, $3 a piece gets you in the door.
Okay, yep. And that'll also, if you get a ticket on Saturday, can you use that then for the 3 point and slam dunks too?
Oh yeah, it's good for the day.
So you don't need a separate ticket.
No, you don't need a separate ticket. So, you know, I always tell people, come early if you want a good seat, because it's you know, very acrobatic. I mean, Walt, you've seen it. Mike, you've seen it. I mean, it's an amazing display of slam dunking. I mean, some of the things, they're throwing it off the walls and people in the crowd throwing the ball out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll see a lot of stuff.